Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue being with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ross Kimborowski's here. Ross has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years. Founder and CEO of CrowdSpring, crowdspring.com. He's a former trial attorney recovering from that career, which he obviously did well. He was an award-winning attorney. And he's our good friend, Ross Kimborowski. Welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim. Happy to be here again with your listeners.
It's good to have you back. So I love what you want to talk about today, because it reminds me of a theme that I've been trying to get across for over 20 years now. And I wrote two books about this topic, and that is the fact that John Nesbitt told us, the more high tech we have, the more high touch we want. And what he was saying, the way I say that is we can have all the digital cool technology that we all love, but in the end, the recipients of it, the users of it, the people that we are asked to use our technology, are still analog humans. Just like Abraham Lincoln and Abraham, you know, the original Abraham. We're the same analog humans, and we respond with our ears and our eyes the way analog humans always have, don't we?
We do, and this is something that the bigger companies, so very big brands, global brands, companies whose products are every day, have known for a long time, and they have teams of people, teams of neuroscientists and marketing psychologists on staff that help them with this question. And of course, retail businesses, small businesses, don't have experience in this area, and it puts them at a big disadvantage.
But it doesn't have to be that way. But we're naturally more human than the big companies. If we just realize that that's our special sauce, isn't it, Ross?
Well, that is. I mean, it goes back to, and we've talked about this in prior years, it goes back to the way retail businesses used to dominate, because they knew the customer that was walking in. They knew them by name. They knew what they wanted. And there's a relationship that's created that's in an analog fashion that's very different from what happens online, when a company may seem to know you, but you can't ever call somebody because they don't have humans answering the phone.
Right.
Emails take four days to answer. And so there's a big advantage for smaller businesses and retail businesses. They just have to capitalize on it.
That's exactly right. Well, you've identified five principles, powerful principles of human behavior that we can use to do what I call getting your customers to let them know that you love them and get them to love you. What's the first one?
Well, the first one is called priming. And let me just back up for a moment, because people respond to marketing. Marketing doesn't just happen and people buy things. But whenever we see things, whenever we see marketing messages, commercials, we actually have cognitive and effective responses to what we see. And so one of the ways that businesses can take advantage of this is something called priming. And that's presenting somebody with a word, an image, or a sentence that prepares them to be more receptive to a particular point of view. And here's a good example of it for how any business can take advantage of priming to get people effectively to say yes. So there's something called a foot-in-the-door technique, and it's part of priming. And that's asking someone, a potential customer, to do a small task before you ask them to do a bigger task. Mm-hmm. Before you ask them to buy a product or buy a service, you ask them to sign up for a free email newsletter. Mm-hmm. One great mechanism service industries use is get a free estimate. Mm-hmm. Call us to schedule a free estimate so that we can come out, take a look at what you need done, and give you an estimate. Because once somebody goes through the trouble of calling you, having you visit
invested.
Taking a look at the problem they need to solve,
they're
more receptive to actually larger tests.
And I'd like to say that, and this might be too elementary, but I don't think it is, one of the first things to do to prime a customer is to say their name. I mean, if you want to, if you want, I mean, research shows that people like to hear their name, and I know that maybe seems simplistic, but I think that's one of the first things when you see, when you get an email. Don't you look, if you think you might be interested, but you're not sure, you're a little worried about it, don't you see whether it's addressed to you or to Kimberoski? Hello, Kimberoski. Well, you know that's not a real email, right? But if it says, hey, Ross, you know, you see what I mean? I mean, isn't that, I mean, am I too elementary there?
No, no. There's very good research that says people prefer personalized attention. And so if you're sending an email to somebody and you have a choice of using a person's first name or last name, if it's a mister, if you have a more formal relationship, that's always better than just sending an unnamed email, because we get so much email these days, and the vast majority of it, 99.99%, is cold, impersonal email. The one that calls you by name, and if it can even be personalized further, stands out in this large mess. And that's a great way to get somebody to pay attention.
So you got to get them started. We also, in selling, we learned years ago, I learned close for what you want to get done right now. In other words, if you call somebody, don't try to close the sale on the call. Just close for an appointment. And that's what you talked about a minute ago. Close for their engagement. Don't try to close them in the sale with the email or whatever you're, however you approach them. Close for the next step. Not the fifth step, but the next step. All right, the next was reciprocity. Tell us about that before we go to a break.
So reciprocity is this principle that people feel an obligation to do something for you if you've done something for them. So if you bought somebody a gift, they're more likely to want to buy you a gift. If they invited you to a wedding, you're more likely to invite them to a wedding. So there are these principles of psychology that say that potential customers and customers are more likely to do something if you give them something. Couple ways that businesses can use it. There are businesses, for example, if you've got a retail business and you're selling confectionery, you're selling chocolates, a lot of them will have these trays of free samples out. And when somebody tastes it, it's not just a matter of does it taste great. Mm-hmm. It's also something small. It's a small gift. People feel good. They eat it. And oftentimes, they're more likely to buy from you. So it's a combination of they get to taste something, but also they got something for free. And this is very, very powerful. So I'll give you an example in restaurants, what servers can often do. There have been experiments conducted on this. Somebody who is waiting on a table at the end of the meal can bring a check or can bring a check with some candy. And the results of these surveys show that if you bring candy along with the bill, a couple of pieces of candy, you can increase your tips by 3%.
Absolutely. And you know, if you really want a big tip from me, bring me ice cream. Ross Kimberoski, ladies and gentlemen. CrowdSpring is his company. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.